Welcome to this special Basic Brewing Radio Vacation Extra. I'm James Spencer. Here at Basic Brewing Radio, we're all about home brewing. Now, I know I told you we were going on vacation, but I want to share a quick interview that I got with Kim Lutz, lead brewer of the Maui Brewing Company Brew Pub in Lahaina on Maui, Hawaii. If you're new to home brewing and would like to get into the hobby for the first time, check out our website, basicbrewing.com, where you can find archives of our audio and video podcasts and our DVDs to walk you through basic and more advanced brewing techniques. And we still have a very few copies of our 2012 Brewer's Logbook, where you can track 50 batches of beer. You can follow me on Twitter. My username is basicbrewing, all one word. Also, I'm on Facebook at facebook.com/basicbrewing.james. And our show page on Facebook is at facebook.com/basicbrewing. Thanks again to everybody clicking on the Amazon.com associate link on our basicbrewing.com site, even though we're on vacation. Whenever you think of Amazon, think of us and click on our associate link first. It won't cost you any extra, and you'll be helping us bring you the show, and we appreciate your support. We also have associate links for Brew Your Own Magazine and the American Homebrewers Association on our site, too. You can find our Basic Brewing iPhone and Android podcast apps on their respective stores. We are on the BlackBerry podcast directory, and we're on the Stitcher app as well. Okay, I feel like I have to say all that stuff, even though this is going to be a very short show. This year marks 2 decades that my wife and I have been married. Quite the landmark, especially if you know me. My wife is a very, very patient person. In part to mark that occasion, we decided to visit Maui in Hawaii. We had a great time, despite the fact that I stepped on a sea urchin and had to have a 1-inch urchin spine pulled out of my heel while snorkeling. Well, it wasn't pulled out of my heel while I was snorkeling, and afterwards. Well, anyway, the day got better after that because we visited with Garrett Marrero of Maui Brewing Company at the main brewery. And then later on, we had supper at the brew pub up the road. And, man, look for a Basic Brewing video episode showing you the details soon. While we were at the brew pub, I met Kim Lutz. Turns out she bought our first Introduction to Extract Home Brewing DVD way back in 2005 when she started home brewing. Now, she's the lead brewer at the pub and brewing some amazing beers. We were very impressed. Now, I'm not saying that our DVD is responsible for her success. you can tell by talking to Kim that she is very resourceful, and she would have gotten where she is one way or the other. It's fun, though, that we have that that connection. So while I was chatting with Kim, I asked her if she wouldn't mind my recording our conversation with my phone for the show. Well, Kim Lutz, it's good. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Okay. It's good to meet you. And you were one of the original adopters of the Basic Brewing DVD way back.
Yes, in 2005, I started home brewing, and I just wanted to know more and more and try to excel my skills as a home brewer. And it's really helped because now I'm a professional brewer.
And you're probably shocked to see that I'm older, fatter, and balder in person.
Were you shocked that I recognized you?
Yeah. It doesn't happen very often, but I came in here. Number one, I wanted to talk to you because you're kind of a rare bird, because you are, not to use the English meaning of the word bird, but you are a female head brewer, and you are rare.
Yeah. Well, I try not to think of... I'm honored to be in this industry, and as a female, there's not that many females out there, and I think gender really doesn't play a role. I think if you're a hard worker and you're really passionate about beer and the craft beer industry, that's the most important part.
So do you see it turning around? I mean, do you see more of your friends or more of your colleagues that are female, that are taking an interest in this kind of thing?
Definitely. I think the more information that's out there, and it's almost like a culinary science, and that's what really got me into it. I worked in the wine industry for 2.5 years in California, and there was a huge trend of women winemakers when I was in college. So I, and I only, every event that we go to, I'm always seeing more and more women, especially with like the Pink Boot Society. That I think I was probably, when I started, there's about 40 or 50 of us, and now there's like thousands of that are just involved in the brewing industry. It doesn't have to be just brewers, but anywhere from owners to bar, you know, bartenders to bloggers as well. So,
well, you have a very visible. I mean, we're standing here in front of a window in front of a crowded brew pub, so you are on display here. So you are a good example and a good role model to other aspiring female brewers.
Especially little girls that come in here too, and families, they don't really expect a female brewer. I always, when I first started here, everyone thought I was just cleaning up after the brewer.
Oh no.
But I think a lot of people like to see the process going on, and they want to know where the beer that's in their hand is coming from and who's making it. So
let's talk about your system. What are we looking at?
We're looking at a 7-barrel system. It's a combo mash tun lauter, and I brewed 2 batches today, a brown ale and a coffee stout. But yeah, it's a pretty fun system to brew on. I do a lot of experimental beers and just test batches for what we can do for production. So
you are the pilot plant.
Pretty much. Whatever Garrett wants you to brew, I try to make it happen. I even had to make an onion beer last year.
How did that turn out?
I think people either loved it or hated it. But it was a very savory, it was an English mild that we use Maui sweet onions. We caramelized the onions to get that sweetness, and we also grilled it to get that like char smoke flavor out of it. So it was a good food pairing beer.
Now, I'm halfway through the flight, a sampler flight, and I had the ginger saison, which is yours.
Yes.
Tell us about that beer.
I'm a big fan of the saison style, like Belgian beers in general. We like to use local ingredients when possible, and I think it would be perfect in a saison style. It has that spiciness. I also used a peppercorn blend and coriander to also give that spicy finish. So the Maui ginger is very potent as well. So I only had to use about 3 pounds in a 7-barrel batch.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So where did you use it?
5 minutes left in the boil. I know that some brewers, like Ron from Jolly Pumpkin, I think he makes a ginger tea, just steeping that or boiling that ginger in water and then injecting it so you can control that flavor as well. So I might try that next time just to see if there's a big difference. Or
did you just let it go loose in the kettle?
I put it in a little hop sack. Yeah, so because I don't have a strainer. So.
And you also, one of your recipes also won a couple of awards recently.
Yeah, the La Perouse White, which was a home brew I did a little over 2 years ago in my backyard in Kihei. And it's named after La Perouse Bay, which is right like 10 minutes from Kihei. And it's a Belgian wheat beer, and I used local mandarins and tangerines and coriander as well. So, and it won a couple of awards at Great American Beer Festival and World Beer Cup, so we were stoked about that.
Yeah, it's very good. Was that going to see production? Or
It was our spring seasonal can. We increased our canning line to a high speed about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. So we were able to do more seasonals this year, and next year we're going to release 4 per year. Hmm. And so La Perouse was like the last one. We just had a collaboration with Jolly Pumpkin, which is our Sobre Humano, which is a red ale with Lilikoi and Michigan cherries. And so Ron brewed about 100 barrels in Michigan, and John, our lead brewer of the production, did about 400 barrels. And Ron's doing all barrel aged, so it's going to have a little bit of that sour notes. So we're excited to release that coming up soon.
Wow. So What about the future? Are you happy in this setting, or do you have larger aspirations?
Right now, I'm pretty happy in the pub setting. I like the freedom that the pub allows me to have, and I brew about 25 different styles of beer. So, and I live in Maui, so it's a great place to be. We're gonna be expanding into a bigger production facility, and hopefully into more pubs. So,
awesome!
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Well, thanks to Kim for taking time from cleaning up after brewing two batches to talk to me. And, you know, it wasn't late in the day at that point. She must have had a really early start. I had a full pint of Kim's ginger saison for dessert. It is an amazing beer. And my two sons fell in love with the root beer there as well. We took a growler of that with us when we left. If you're in Maui, you have to visit the Maui Brewing Company pub and the tasting room at the brewery. It was really nice after, you know, talking to Garrett off and on for the past few years. It was really great to see him in his natural environment there at the brewery and to see that they're doing so well there. Give them a visit, Maui Brewing Company. National Home Brewing Conference in Seattle is very soon. I hope to see some of you there, and I'll talk to the rest of you back here after the conference. If you have brewing questions, show suggestions, or just want to say howdy, write to james@basicbrewing.com or just fill out the contact form on basicbrewing.com, and please don't forget to tell us where you're from. Be sure to check out our DVDs, Extract Brewing and Partial Mashing, Stepping into All Grain, Low-Tech Lagering and Decoction Mashing, and Introduction to Wine Kits. They're all on our site, along with the few remaining copies of our Brewer's Logbook. We've got combo deals to save you a few bucks if you want to buy more than one DVD at a time, and you can check out our shirts at the store, too. You can see a listing of the fine folks across the country who sell our DVDs on basicbrewing.com, and if there isn't a vendor in your area, you can order them online in our online shop at basicbrewingshop.com. Thanks to everybody who's continued to click on our Amazon.com link. Despite our being on vacation, we appreciate the support. Our featured products this week that were purchased through the link are Doctor Who TARDIS Cookie Jar and Rubik's Cube Melting Sheldon Cooper The Big Bang Theory Black T-Shirt. Thanks again, everybody. Remember, I can't tell who bought what, so no worries. Just click on the Amazon.com logo on our site, basicbrewing.com, next time you feel like Amazon shopping. We greatly appreciate your support. Don't forget, you can also join the American Homebrewers Association or subscribe to Brew Your Own magazine through the associate links on basicbrewing.com. That's all. Until next time, not going to do another extra before vacation's over, so, you know, it'll be a couple of weeks, I swear. Until then, thanks for listening, everybody. I'm James Spencer. Production help for Basic Brewing Radio and our website is provided by our buddy Kelly Dodson. Basic Brewing Radio is a production of Active Voicing. We'll talk to you next time, everybody. Aloha.